What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to blast him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so that my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
What a day. Bulldog, let me tell you about my night. Real quick, I don't know. You can feel free to judge me. I got home last night. My son was with my wife heading to Canada for lacrosse. My daughter had been dropped off at her hockey practice, and I had like an hour. This often happens. I have like sort of a sometimes actually dangerous 1 hour to myself. Take the dog out, and then I don't know, just sit. And last night, it's beautiful weather. Last night, we had the schedule release on Wednesday. And in the last couple of years, one newer reason why I love the schedule is because of Best Ball Mania on Underdog, where you're drafting on Underdog and you want to know the Week 17 matchups because the theory is you draft a great team and then you sort of luck out Weeks 15 and 16 and make the final, and then you can win seven figures. So week 17, like they all say in that tournament, that's really, you need to know all the matchups. You know, from last year, if the schedule release was on a Wednesday, I don't know if it was, by the next show, I knew all the games on week 17 schedule. Like I had it. That was the most important thing.
Yep, I know where this is going.
I know you do. This year, a couple of months ago, whenever it was, Underdog stopped servicing customers in New York State because of some legal flap. Mm. So they were not allowed. We were not allowed to play anymore.
Legal flap.
You hate a legal flap.
Not a fan.
That's the worst kind of flap. It's up there on the list of flaps. Legal flaps, you know, mud flaps. So anyway, it's sort of like out of mind now. Enough time went by where, even though I'm hosting that ADP chasing, I'm not paying attention to week 17. We had the schedule night. Mm-hmm. I love the schedule. I didn't look at week 17. I didn't care. Because unless I had time the next morning to drive to Pennsylvania so I could just load up on these Underdog drafts where it was legal, I didn't need to know.
So you should have just kept doing that work, just in case.
It wasn't that kind of week anyway. The car went in, dentist, all kinds of different things. It wasn't going to happen this week anyway, so I knew I didn't need to know it. Last night, get home. I've got that hour. I have the thought as I'm parking in the driveway, getting out of the car, you know, boy, the schedule just came out. Tonight would be, I would totally be jamming underdog drafts right now, but can't do it. I get inside, I sit down, make a drink, look at Twitter. The first tweet that just came
in. Same here.
Really?
Yes.
We got home at the same time.
Yes.
Underdog is back.
Yes.
Underdog is back. Everybody starts texting each other immediately. Underdog is back. I had to find out if it was like actually on the island, you know, on the river. Sometimes they think you're in Canada. Yeah, I don't know. Like maybe right. I would still not get to do it.
Yeah.
I immediately it was scramble.
It was right at the top of my page.
First thing.
New York, we're back.
Yeah, attention.
Yeah, right.
Attention.
And I thought to text you, and then I thought, I don't need to text him. Underdog probably called him directly.
Everybody
you
knew.
You got a direct line to Underdog. You don't need me to tell you about Underdog.
I couldn't tell anybody that didn't know already, except for maybe Adam Krautwurst. I think maybe he didn't know already. Everybody knew already. It was like instantly everybody knew. I'm in the Discord. They're all talking about it already. How? It's just not even been a minute yet.
Yep.
So, okay. I go to Underdog, you know, Underdog Fantasy. I go to Best Ball Mania. I click on a slow draft because I don't know the games. I'm not prepared. And so I jumped in 20 slow drafts just to do it, to live again.
Nah.
Just to live again.
Right.
And so that's happening now. We're so back, as they say.
Right.
But I didn't know the matchups, so I didn't trust myself to do a fast one, even though I had exactly the right amount of time to do it.
And are the fast ones like the rush? Like, is that more fun than the slow ones?
The fast ones are, to me, yes. But you have to be prepared, I think, or else it's
right.
dead money.
Sure, yeah.
And that's like knowing, even like weeks 15 and 16, but knowing sort of the play, the combinations. And I don't know them yet, so we're going to take it slow.
Oh, you still don't yet?
Wow, I still don't.
I thought you would have done that, like that just would have happened like that.
I know, maybe it should have. Yeah. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
I have too much faith in you.
we did not get to that today, but we will.
All right.
We will.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations.
We're all very happy
to everybody who enjoys life. It's a great day for you, for us. You enjoy life.
I'm not enjoying life right now.
Really? Is it because Scheffler is one under?
No, this is a rocking chair. I don't care about the odds. You're dead. No.
I'm dead.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. He is the betting favorite, even though he's, what, six back or five back now? Anyway.
Maybe you've never seen him play. You talk like somebody who's never seen him play.
Yeah, no. I am destroyed. I am so tired. I am so sore. I have never felt older than I feel right now in my entire life.
It's because your son is operating the camera?
That is probably in some emotionally anguishing kind of way contributing to my fatigue. I don't know.
You see the writing on the wall. He's sitting right there.
I know. I heard a clip of him talking on the morning show a couple weeks ago, and I thought, oh, my God, that sounds like me.
Yeah. I didn't know I was working today.
Cut it out.
I didn't know I was working this morning.
Anyway, yeah, probably that's contributing. But no, I did heavy. I did the big yard work yesterday and then played golf this morning. And that's two times now this year. Prior to playing an early morning round of golf, I did, you know, the 2 to 3 hours of muling around the yard. And I'm a big guy. My weed whacker is the culprit. I need a custom made weed whacker. It's not tall enough for me, so I have this weird posture. And you know, weed whacker, you're sort of swinging. For the people watching on the Twitch, I'm doing it. So I'm hunched over just enough. And anyway, it hurt. It does not feel good. And playing golf on top of that, second time this year I've done that, and today I was walking till the last tee box, and I literally thought I could lay down right here in the grass and go to sleep. I am so sore.
No.
I'm so tired. I'm just so tired.
Oh no!
So
never admit it.
I am not. Let's rewind.
It's one of the first. It's literally one of the first lessons I ever got in radio. When I was doing mornings in Rochester, I said maybe one time that I was tired, and one of the more experienced people on the show said, never do that. Never say you're tired.
The audience doesn't want to know that you're challenged.
Maybe for you at this point, you should make it a part of the brand. Like, just, I'm always, right. I'm in such, you know, you could sort of lean into.
Well, usually I feel pretty good, but I just feel shot today.
Good thing I'm here.
Yes, I just feel
shot. I did have a game for you.
Well, maybe that'll put a little pep in my step, as the old people say.
Today we're going to bounce around. Sam Panayotovich coming up. Kevin Oklubja from Rochester on the Amerks. Tim Fries, local golf pro who was at the PGA. I bet he still is. He's played in it. I think he's played in it. He's played in the club pro, at least. He's been around a long time. We love him. And he got to announce the pairings this morning.
With the first tee, yeah.
So we'll talk to Tim. Brian can't join us. We'll talk to Tim about the golf tournament. And Dave Buchanan before we go on the Bandits. Pregame at 7 tonight on WGR. Here is my idea for a game. Did you know it was rivalry week in baseball?
I did, yes.
Did you know they had rivalry week in baseball?
Not exactly. I knew the Subway Series was happening. I guess I didn't. Let me rewind. See, I'm not sharp. I did not know it was rivalry week.
I can't say it either.
What I knew was that the Mets and Yankees were playing because I recorded a commercial last week.
FanDuel?
Promoting it for FanDuel.
Okay, I wanted you to guess the rivalries.
But I had so little clue about it that when our producer, Joe, who's filling in for Zach today, sent me my spots, the way it was labeled, I was like, I don't know what that is. I don't think I have that. And I looked at it and went, oh, it's the Mets and Yankees thing I recorded last week. Okay. So I can't really cop to being aware of it being rivalry week.
I can't say it either. Rivalry week is this weekend, and I wanted to see how many matchups you could guess.
Oh, boy. Oh, fun.
You know one. Yes. You've already guessed correctly, the Mets and the Yankees.
Yes.
It's an interesting thing to try to attack.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Like, how would you necessarily attack guessing all the different series?
Right. Let me see if I can just get the teams there. Okay. I'll open the standings. I don't want to look at the schedule because that would obviously be cheating. But I would like to see the field of teams that I'm working with.
Just like with power rankings, you like to look at the teams.
Correct.
The names of the teams.
I just like to make sure I don't forget anybody. Yeah, because that can happen. All right. So, rivalry week, Mets and Yankees. I can't believe how troubling it is to say that way. No, it definitely should not be that hard. So Mets and Yankees, Cubs and White Sox.
Yes.
Okay. Rangers Astros.
Yes.
All right.
They played last night.
How am I doing?
You're three for three.
I'm doing great.
I watched some of that game last night. So they're both in the American League. They're division rivals. So I guess they're allowed to play a 4-game set.
All right. That makes sense.
DeGrom last night, by the way.
Are Tampa and Miami playing?
Yes. I mean, there is a rivalry for you.
Mm-hmm.
The two Florida teams.
Are the A's and the Giants playing?
Yes, they are.
Wow.
Formerly of California, the A's. No, they're still in California, but they won't be for long. A's and Giants. Formerly Bay Area foes.
All right.
Now it's Sacramento against... Not officially, the Giants.
Want to keep going and say Angels and Dodgers?
Angels and Dodgers.
All right.
Are you crossing them off?
No, but I think I'm probably moments from derailing here. So,
what about your Red Sox?
My Red Sox, my first thought would be the Braves.
That's correct. That was their interleague. A lot of these are that. Their interleague partners. When they started interleague, you would get like back home and home. And some of them were kind of weird, but the Braves were in Boston. So that's your rivalry for you.
Yep. Royals and Cardinals.
I-70.
Okay.
Fond memories of a couple of years ago going to a Friday night game in St. Louis, a Saturday game in Kansas City, and a Sunday game in St. Louis.
I want to get the Orioles and the Nationals on the board.
Correct. I have been to a Nationals-Orioles game.
All right.
Adam Dunn hit a grand slam for Washington.
Oh, right. All right. Didn't you catch
I have three Adam Dunn moments. That's one of them.
Okay.
Another one is what you're mentioning, which is dropping a batting practice home run from Adam Dunn at Shea. It's that he goes back that far to Shea.
Yeah.
When I was filling in the scorecard with the pencil in the upper deck in right field at Shea, and I was sitting there, and I started to hear a noise, and I looked up, and there was the ball. It just bounced off my hands, and then there was a scramble.
Am I missing any obvious ones? Because I feel like I'm in I'm starting to get into the weeds here.
Ohio.
Okay, so Cleveland, Cincinnati. Thank you.
In the name of Adam Dunn, I was at a game where he hit a walk-off grand slam to win 9-8.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good for Cincinnati.
That is a pretty good random ball game you attended that had a very memorable moment in it.
Yeah.
There is only one team in Canada now still.
That's
right.
What do you do with them?
I don't know.
Who would they? They would, in that interleague thing I said, their team was Philadelphia because of the one World Series maybe or just process of elimination. The Red Sox would get the Braves, it would be the Mets and the Yankees, the Marlins and the Rays. The Jays would get the Phillies. But their rivalry week opponent is not the Phillies.
Because the Phillies are playing Pittsburgh?
Right. It's the Pirates and the Phillies. That's right.
Okay.
Nice for the Phillies. Nice if you have a geographical partner that sucks and you get to play your rivalry game against them.
Right.
Although I don't think these are like extra games on the schedule.
So I don't know who to pair up with. I should leave Toronto for now. Maybe something will trip once I guess a few others. But
okay.
Let's see. I've got the entire. Well, no, I don't have the entire. Ooh. I don't have the entire NL West. I don't have a partner for Seattle yet. Could Seattle be? Jeez, I don't know.
Toronto and Seattle are actually good because the Blue Jays are very popular in Seattle, but it's not.
That's right. I was thinking maybe that could be. That's how I ended up on Seattle.
What I read from one post about rivalry week, it's the W in week that makes this so hard, I think, is that the Mariners and their opponent were the last two teams left. So they just got, arranged marriage.
Yeah.
Forced marriage. The Mariners and their opponent. So there's no logical path to the Mariners.
Yeah.
On this one.
Boy, this is where it's really gotten hard. The best guess I have left here, because I'm really struggling with the Diamondbacks, the Rockies, the Padres even.
Yep.
I don't know where to put these people. I want to just guess that they've paired Toronto up with Milwaukee.
Detroit.
That was gettable.
Minnesota and Milwaukee is gettable. They're sort of neighbors.
Yeah.
Detroit and Toronto, Seattle and San Diego as the last two teams left, so everybody needs a partner. Rockies, Diamondbacks. That's everybody. You got the rest. I mean, is this a good idea? Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not? It isn't as... I feel like there was a point in time, maybe when interleague play was still relatively new, and you know there was all this excitement about some of the tradition, you know, inner city rivalries, you know, like the Cubs and White Sox and Yankees and Mets and all that. It'd be like, yeah, great, but what are we doing with the Twins? Like, who's their interleague rival? There's not a fit here. You're forcing it. I feel like this, what we just did, except for the last few there that you had to give me, I think they mostly make sense. Like geographically, if not traditionally, like Braves and Red Sox is not geographic, but it's, you know, from the 1900s when there were two teams in Boston. One of them was eventually became the Atlanta Braves.
Yes.
So that makes sense. And even Toronto, Detroit was gettable. Detroit being a border city like us, that was gettable.
Also a great memory, the baseball trip I took now almost 20 years ago, going up through Toronto to Lake Huron for a couple nights, and then embarking on the trip and getting up crack of dawn in the morning, driving from there to Detroit through Canada. What a great trip. Detroit, Wednesday afternoon Detroit, Verlander, rookie Verlander against Andy Pettit and the Astros. Thursday, Wrigley, Milwaukee, Chicago, Mark Pryor. Friday night, the Adam Dunn Grand Slam, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Griffey. Saturday, Detroit, Pittsburgh, so doubled up on Detroit, and we got tired. Speaking of being tired, that Saturday was a 5 o'clock game, and we got out of there because we drove straight home from there, and we made it, but it was a tough one there.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of driving and a lot of beers. Probably, you know, not too many make it unsafe, but still a few, and that'll take it out of you.
Four games in 4 days was didn't need to see the last out of the Detroit Pittsburgh game.
That was bold.
It was great.
When you mentioned a trip to Detroit, I was thinking of the Clemens the hot dog fiasco.
What a story. If anybody, you know, some people have been lucky enough, you go to a game and something famous happens. A no-hitter, even like somebody hits for the cycle, four home runs. We just had that with Suarez in Arizona. You go to a game and somebody, the Adam Dunn, walk-off grand slam to win by one is pretty good. Nothing for me will ever top Detroit. In 2003, Clemens, Sunday afternoon, Tigers' worst team, threatening to become like one of the worst teams of all time. They were. I mean, they had just opened Comerica Park, but they were so bad. And they were not drawing anybody. Like, super small crowds for a terrible Tigers team. It lined up that Clemens, I never miss a chance to tell this story, that Clemens was going for his 300th win on the Sunday in Detroit, Sunday afternoon. And, you know, guys at the station and I decided to go. So we bought tickets. They were not expensive, right near the foul pole in right field. And we met somewhere here, maybe 8 o'clock in the morning somewhere. We all got in the car and drove to Detroit, like a four-hour drive. We got there, no problem. Huge crowd. Of course. It's a chance at history. Right. Roger Clemens going for his 300th win. He'll definitely get it. It's against the Tigers.
Right.
Like, he'll definitely get it.
And somehow the Tigers didn't plan for there being a huge crowd because they were terrible and probably didn't have all the concession stands open and all that kind of stuff. Right?
Something. We got there early. Let's just eat inside. We're here. Let's get in there. It was these guys. And hour before the first pitch, they're out of hot dogs.
At a baseball game.
But before Yankees Tigers Sunday, hour before the game started, out of hot dogs.
It never ceases to make me laugh.
And the whole day was basically around that. They just didn't have enough food. And they didn't have 10,000 people. They had 50,000 people for this game because of Clemens. So we're managing. We're taking turns. You know, guys would be gone for innings to go wait in line for food. Just they'd be gone for like three innings.
Yeah.
And the Yankees get way ahead, maybe like 8-3 in the fifth or something like that. So it's just a formality.
He's going to get the win, right? All right.
And the Tigers got him. The worst team in baseball got him. They strung hits together and they tied the game. And he leaves, and that's not happening. He will not get his 300th win. So I don't know. Probably a lot of people left. They're starving. I mean, a lot of people just probably left at that point. There's no 300th win. There's no hot dogs. I'm done. And we didn't, you know, we were there for the day. Game goes to the 17th inning.
And you have obviously have to drive back to Boston. You're not spending the night in Detroit.
I'm going to forget one of the, who was there? Brad Bisping was there. Dan Sontag was there. Maybe Pat Malacara. There were four of us. I wish I knew for sure. But we're just like, and we're driving home after the game. But everybody just wanted to stay. And maybe there was enough food so that we were not starving. So it's a five-hour game, 17th inning, Jeter homers, I want to say, in the 17th. And Wells pitches in relief of Clemens. I mean, of five other guys, too. But Wells pitches. He finishes the game for the Yankees. And they win like 10-9, something like that, in 17. And then we drove home. I'll just never beat it.
No.
It was like a doubleheader. Chance right. at history.
No hot dogs.
I'll never beat it.
It's the best.
Yeah. Sam Panayotovich coming up. He is in Charleston, South Carolina for a wedding. And I texted him last night. You and I both do a lot of that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you good for tomorrow? He's like, I wouldn't miss it. So we'll see how things are going at a bachelor weekend wedding in Charleston. And that's coming up next. Kevin O'Klubja on the Amerx. Tim Fries, Dave Buchanan, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.